Hiya, and welcome to our podcast. My name is Atara Navar, and I'm here with my co-host, Sophie.
Hi, everyone. It's been a while.
It has. We promise to stay more consistent.
Yeah,
hopefully. So today's kind of starting topic is going to be people pleasing. So I was out with a friend the other day, and she's vegetarian and she's never eaten, you know, anything meat ever before in her life. And we went to an Italian restaurant, and you know how they give Parmesan with everything, and Parmesan actually has pork in it. So I got like these arancini balls that have Parmesan on top, and she was willing to eat the Parmesan, two people please. So the waiter actually said, we can give you a portion without Parmesan. And she was like, no, it's fine. It's okay. We'll have it all together and we'll share. And I was like, that's crazy. I asked her, have you had Parmesan before? And she literally said, no, I've never had it in my life because there's pork in it. And I was like, but you're willing to eat it today. That's mad.
You know, if I was in your situation, I wouldn't have even noticed because I didn't even know Parmesan had pork in it. So I would have just been like, okay.
Yeah.
So luckily you knew your
Parmesan. That has pork in it, yeah. And it was just like really crazy. Like she was going to, I guess she's, you know, in her late 20s and she was just willing to eat it to people, please.
Yeah. I kind of understand her situation as well, because I think I used to be kind of a people pleaser where I would just, I don't want to inconvenience anyone or think I'm like a hindrance or like a bother to hang out with. So I'd just go along with whatever people would say or do. And now, like, especially after like postpartum and everything, I just feel like no is a no, because even when I did people please and do everything, when I started setting boundaries during my postpartum time, people still reacted like was salty and didn't appreciate. Like back then I did go out of my way and hang out with you and do stuff, but now that I'm setting boundaries, you're being salty and making backhanded remarks because I want a bit of time for myself.
You know, that are, I think that's quite a, I think you speak on behalf of like other people pleasers as well, because I resonate with that. Like when it's the whole, like you said, going along with it, you don't want to cause any tension or any friction or conflict. So to avoid, it's literally avoiding conflict. That's what it is. When you people please, it's just like you don't want, you just want to make things easy. You want to be easygoing, even though it's hurting yourself, you know, and the whole like, you know, setting boundaries. I think it's so important to set boundaries.
Yeah, it 100% is. Because people will have negative feelings or feel a particular way regardless of what you do. Like, I have gone, like, I've literally had plans and I've rearranged plans just to people please everyone. And, like, when I needed the time for myself and I needed a few boundaries, it's all of a sudden, you can't hang out with us. Are you too good for us? And I'm just thinking, no, I literally just had a baby. Give me some time.
I want some me time. And I think, sorry to cut you off, but I think it was like, it's like, because some people are so used to be you being a certain way, and they know, oh, like, oh, she's okay with that, she'll be fine, she'll do it. But actually, like, over time, when you keep doing things for other people, it like, you end up being resentful, actually, in a certain way. And then you try to put in boundaries so you avoid feeling that way. But people are so used to you being a certain way that they're like, oh, what the hell? Like, why are you not going to do this for me anymore?
Yeah.
Not even realizing that you doing that in the first place
is a big thing. And as a people pleaser myself, I started being resentful towards them and our relationship. Like, I started questioning, oh, is this actually a real friendship? Kind of thing, because all I asked for is just a certain period of time. I wanted some time for myself, and especially like, as I obviously, like, you didn't come from a background, like, you haven't had a child yet, so like I understand you don't understand some of the emotions or the physical pain that I've been going through, but you still, like, you would to a certain extent like to understand that you've gone through some kind of change.
Yeah.
So I just didn't understand that. Why were people just treating me like I'm some sort of doormat? Like you can just come in whenever you wanted and say what you wanted. Mm. And like little remarks like, oh, thanks for letting us see him, like my baby. And I was just like, okay, like all I asked for was like 3 months of just give me some time. Mm. That's all I asked for. And it was just like, okay.
Yeah.
It was hurtful, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Because I feel like it's, I don't know, is that, I think that's a cultural thing as well. Yeah,
100%.
Because that's what I'm thinking of when you say that. It's like, it's a kind of a community thing and it's like, we're all one thing together. But in this, in the way that we've been brought up, it's not like that. We are more individualistic. We do do our own things. We don't necessarily need the wider community.
Yeah.
As much as it's amazing that they're there, because I think we spoke about that last time, right? The community thing.
Yeah.
But also, you know, like, I am my own person.
Yeah.
And, like, I should be allowed to do what I want. Yeah.
And reflect and do, like, what I need to do to better myself and get back to where I was before. And don't get me wrong, like, having a support system and having like people to rely on, it's like I don't take that for granted, because not everyone has that. But at the same time, I just like, because I'm, everyone's different in the way they deal with pain, and I'm the type of person, if I'm going through pain, I don't want to interact with anyone. I want to be left alone and kind of like deal with my emotions myself. And like, obviously other people are different, they want to talk about it, they want to express themselves about it, which is fine as well. But when someone's telling you their boundaries, just don't give backhanded comments and like, you know, make them feel a certain way, because they're already going through something that you're not, you clearly don't understand. I don't know.
And I think like putting the boundary in the first place is a big thing in itself, because you feel, as a people pleaser, you feel bad by doing
I felt guilty because I was like, oh, is this the right thing to do? Is this the right thing to do? But then at the end of the day, I have to put myself first.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. And that's what it comes down to, this whole people-pleasing thing. It is you realising your own worth.
Yeah.
You realising, actually, if I keep doing things for other people or trying to please them and letting them, like you said, use me as a doormat, I'm going to feel like crap.
Exactly.
And
mentally as well, it affects you, especially like, I know I keep going back to postpartum, like, but when you're in your postpartum, mentally you're weak. Like, like, especially for me, my anxiety was at all time high. I couldn't sleep. Sometimes I would just cry myself to sleep. Like, you're already low, like low of the low. And then when for people to not respect you and give you like little comments or snarky comments, like, it pushes you further down. And I can see why some people go into a depression because they don't, because the people around you don't understand your boundaries.
It's I think it is a real thing, because postpartum, I mean, obviously I don't know, but when I've worked in mental health, like in the, we had like a ward in itself just for people that had babies. So it was like a mother and baby unit. And like, they actually really appreciated that alone time. Like, the nurses would come if their if they couldn't deal with the baby. Or manage the baby, I should
sometimes
say.
Sometimes you get overstimulated.
So the nurses come and take the baby away. They have their alone time. And then when they want the baby back, they give their baby back. And the husbands can come and go, like the fathers. And, like, they really enjoyed that respite. You know, especially after having a baby. And that's the thing, like, your emotions go up and down, your hormones are changing, you're even physically drained.
Even mentally, your life itself has completely changed. Like, it's not the same anymore. Like, you can never, like, say, like, even today, I wanted, like, 5 minutes to just come down, sit on TikTok. You can't do that. It's you're on, non-stop on the go. And, like, especially when you don't have that support system in place, you're literally fighting yourself, if I'm being honest. But luckily, I have a support system, so it's not as bad for me. So,
I mean, it's It's yeah. So like, I guess that's the good thing, a bad thing about
yeah.
the community. It's like yeah. it's good that you've got like your family mm. and people to help out.
Yeah.
But then it's also bad because I guess other people might feel like, I guess that they have like some kind of entitlement, I think.
Yeah.
To like, yeah. oh, I should be entitled to like yeah. just
come in yeah. or do whatever, or like it's the or it like say you want to do something a particular way, they don't understand the concept of no, I don't like it, I want to do it this way. And then they'll be like, oh, but back home this is how yeah. we do it, this is how they blah blah blah, and you're thinking no,
yeah,
I don't want to do it like that. Yeah. I'm sorry, like you had your chance with your children, you did it that yeah. way, let me do it the way I want to do yeah. it with my child,
because it's literally my child. Yeah. Like it's not your child.
And I've actually noticed, especially with the older aunties,
mm.
they don't understand the concept of it's my child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They think like, it's our
yeah,
child.
Yeah. And it's like, sometimes I even think, like, do they even see me as the mother? Because mm. sometimes, like, when I'm saying, like, I want to do it this way, this way, this way, they're like, yeah, but we're doing it this way. Yeah. And you're like, okay, like, no.
I guess it's, you know, having, I guess, making yourself heard.
Yeah. It's
that's,
very
that's
difficult.
That's the issue, right?
Especially when you've been a people pleaser for so yeah. long. But when you start voicing your opinions or saying how you want certain things done, people do not take you seriously. Yeah. Like, I have had to fight
yeah.
to have my opinions done, yeah. like taken seriously.
And I feel like that's... It's you do have to do that fight.
Yeah.
And some people will not like it.
Yeah. They do not like
and
it.
And you know what? Like, if you're not able to understand and accept
yeah.
that I'm putting these boundaries in place,
mm.
because why can't you understand that I'm doing this for me?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure, like, other people have their own boundaries. Maybe they might have been established already, or maybe they're also people-pleasing to some extent and mm. can't understand why mm. you're putting yourself first. But the people that can't accept it, like... I guess they want you to stay in a certain way that benefits them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That is 100% true. But whatever is convenient for them.
Mm.
And it literally makes you question the whole relationship.
Yeah.
As a people pleaser myself, like, is this toxic for me? Do I need to, like, cut this relationship
mm.
off? Like, I've literally had to question each relationship I've had with people because of the way people have treated me.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think it's like, even I had like an old friend and she very much like, I knew her for a long time and we were really close, but also it was like every time she wanted to see me, I would go see her. Even mm. if I was feeling tired or whatever, and I used to drive, she didn't drive.
Mm.
So like, it was kind of like, come pick me up. And when I couldn't pick her up, or if I couldn't drop her home, it was kind of like, what the hell, why are you not coming to pick me up, why are you not dropping me home? Bear in mind, she lived like halfway, like the opposite side of London.
Oh, God.
It was a bit like, and she got I still remember she got aggy with me once when she came up to see me here.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm tired, like, you know, how much is a cab for you to go home, or I can drop you to the station?
Yeah.
And she just wasn't having it. Her mood changed instantly. And I was thinking, I'm literally here next to my house.
Yeah.
You want me to drive an hour to drop you home and an hour back?
Yeah.
Like, what is the sense?
Yeah.
And do you know what I did?
What?
I dropped her home.
No, you didn't.
I dropped her
oh
home.
Oh, my God.
And that was, like, in my people-pleasing
yeah.
era. Like, yeah. because she was moody, I was like, oh, I don't want yeah, to deal with yeah. her mood.
Yeah, or so, you don't want to hindrance the relationship yeah. or, like, cause any trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I've been there.
And literally later on, yeah. realising, fucking hell, like, oh God, excuse my French, but bloody hell. Like, why was there no compromise?
Yeah.
You know, why was
and
there no...
A lot of times, like, now that I've reflected back on my relationships, like, with people,
ooh.
I've noticed it's always, like, the people pleaser giving more to the relationship than it is the other way around.
Mm.
It's not an equal 50-50 balance.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think in my interactions with people as well, I found that, like, some people don't even, like, realise the effort you put in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, quite sad in itself, because I think in their eyes, they see that they're putting in so much effort as well.
Yeah.
Not realising actually how much effort you're putting in.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if this is like a selfish way of thinking as well, but sometimes I have thought, oh my God, I've done so much for you.
Mm.
And I'm not doing it for you, for me to be like, I did this for you, I did that for you. I just did it because I wanted to be a good human being. I valued our friendship.
You have those thoughts as soon as you're pushed to the limit.
Yes.
As soon as they start like asking for more, wanting more, that's when you start thinking, wait, I'm giving a lot to this relationship and you're giving nothing.
And you still want more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably giving something to the relationship, but it's
not balanced.
It's not balanced. Yeah. It's clearly not balanced if I'm feeling a particular way. Yeah.
And even that in itself, like, I think in the past when I've tried to voice, you know, with the one that I drove home, I just kind of like didn't really voice anything with her.
Mm.
But then with another friend later on, when I tried to voice things, it was like that in itself was difficult. Like people don't want to hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you try to tell someone, I'm doing this for me, and they don't like it. And I'm like, but this is my life. Why don't you like what I'm trying to do for more my life to better myself? Like,
I saw on social media once that people want you to do good, but not better than them.
Mm.
And as soon as I read that, I was like, you know what? That's so true.
Yeah.
No one wants to see you doing better than them.
Yeah, and that's so sad.
I know, it is so sad, but it's just the way the world is.
Yeah, it's the way people are. Like, they, I mean, like, I feel like if someone around me was doing better than me, and the thing is, people have, people have been doing better than me in life, like earning more, doing amazing with their lives.
Yeah.
I've never thought, I mean, I have thought, oh my God, like, I want to be in your shoes, but it's not in a jealousy, resentful way. It's like, it must be nice. Yeah. Like, I think it's normal to unconsciously compare to some extent.
Yeah, I think that's like a normal human emotion. Yeah,
it's a thing. I wonder if that's like a survival thing or something, but like, I think it is like a natural thing to compare, or it could be a society thing or a cultural thing, because we've grown up being like, hey, look at your cousins, they got 10 A stars, why did you get zero? I got one, by the way, but so it's definitely, comparing is a thing, but you know, it's how you view the world, right? If you feel like everything's a competition, or, you know, everyone's like trying to get ahead of everyone else, then you're going to be
lonely.
Yeah, right.
Like, how are you going to be happy with yourself? Like, not having genuine relationships with people when you're constantly thinking, oh, they have X, Y, and Z, so I need to now put a goal plan into how to get that. Like, I don't know, let it happen
in your own way. I mean, obviously you have to work hard for what you want, but like,
but everyone has different journeys, everyone has different stuff that they need to learn in their life. Just because I'm learning X, Y, and Z doesn't mean you have to learn the same lessons that I'm learning. You're probably here for different reasons. You know, everyone's here for different things.
And like you said, it's true, like everyone's gonna learn their own lessons. And it's gonna be, you know what, I actually think it's like, it's the same lessons, but everyone experiences them differently. And that's another thing, like, you can try and tell people, like, when you're going back to people telling you about how to, like, I guess,
raise your child,
it's kind of like, I understand why some people do that. I think they do it with good intentions. It's also not acknowledging what you want.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And also the pressure that I'm already under of like trying to get everything perfect.
Yeah.
How I would like
as
it.
As a mother,
as a mom, like everything is new to me. Everything is first for me. So like, obviously I'm learning as well. And then when you get all this like information and then you also go on social media and there's all this information, you're just like, oh my God, what do I actually do?
Sounds overwhelming.
But
I think for mothers that's quite
it's tough.
It's a thing. Like, I don't think anyone wants to raise their baby in the wrong way, in quotation marks. But I think I remember speaking to someone and they were like, there's no there's actually no wrong way of raising your child, because you can try to do the best for them.
And they'll still have trauma from external factors that you can't control. Exactly. So that's something that I've kind of like eased up on. So it's fine. Yeah.
And even with your own, like, you know, the way you raise your child, like, as much as you try, there might be some things that you may not do that a child may look back on later on and be like, oh, mum, you know, my parents didn't do this.
Yeah.
But you don't know that, right? Yeah. You don't know what your child's gonna like when they go out into the real wild world or whatever and they talk to other people.
Yeah.
Imagine someone buys their child like a Lamborghini and you can't do that. Like, your child's gonna be like, my mum did it, but I'm joking. That's actually that sounds really spoiled actually. It's not gonna be like that. But
like, okay, say like piano lessons, like, why didn't you like push me to do piano lessons?
But on the other hand,
but then on the other hand, if I did push you, you'd be like, oh, you traumatized me by making me sit on the piano for like half an hour every day.
You can't there's win. No balance. Yeah, you can't win. Yeah. So that's the thing you can do, and that I think links back to people pleasing as well, because you can do what you can,
yeah,
but there's always going to be someone that's upset over something,
yeah.
You know,
always.
There's always going to be something to say, someone to think, oh, a certain way. But that's the thing. I feel like surrounding yourself with people that are just understanding that, you know, you're a human being, you have your own feelings and emotions. Yeah. Putting their own emotions to the side is, I guess that's empathy.
Yeah.
Being able to, like, understand other people without thinking about yourself first. Yeah. But that's also a fine line of, I do need to think about myself as well. But I guess when it comes to understanding other people, you do need to put your emotions to the side. Because imagine I'm angry at you about something.
Yeah.
And then you're upset. I can't let my anger at you be like, you shouldn't be upset over this.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
your feelings are valid in itself that you are upset. So I should be able to put my anger to the side. And be like, okay, shit, like, you are upset about something.
Yeah, and vice versa.
Yeah.
I should understand your anger.
Yeah.
You know?
And that'd be, like, the perfect relationship. Yeah, but, like, it's just understanding of each other. Like, I think that's the kind of people you need around you. Like, people are selfish.
Yeah.
And...
Which is okay to a certain extent. Like, obviously, you need to take care of yourself, your family, whatever is going on in your life. But at the same time, if you're... having a relationship with someone outside of this, like, your core, then just try and understand they're also living, I don't know, like, they also have a life of their own and they also have responsibilities and things going on in their life that they might not openly say to you, but they're trying their best to be there for you.
Yeah.
You know, so...
And I think that's the thing as well, like, you know, what's his name? Is it Robin Williams. The guy that...
Jordan Peterson?
No.
Okay.
The guy from Flubber. Oh my God, what's his name?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
But he killed himself.
What?
Robin Williams.
No, oh it's not God. Robbie Williams.
It's not Robbie Williams. No, Robin Williams, this guy.
Oh, yeah, Aladdin. Yeah.
So, like... He's like a comedian, and he was like, you know, no one knew what he was going through.
Yeah.
And in the end, unfortunately, he killed himself. If I'm right, I don't want to be saying the...
Yeah, I think he was in depression.
Yeah.
And he couldn't handle...
Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't handle it. Okay, I'm sure he did kill himself, but...
But he was always there for other people, always smiling, laughing, and you wouldn't even have known.
Exactly.
Which is really sad.
Yeah, and I guess that is also a people-pleasing thing as well, like, to not burden.
Would you say...
Not wanting to burden.
Would you say that depression is a cause of people-pleasing?
I think there's loads of causes, but I can see... how I feel like people pleasing might be a defense mechanism.
Okay.
So like not wanting. So if you're feeling low, mm-hmm. or you're feeling depressed,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to, because a lot of things I hear from patients is, I don't want to burden other people.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell this person or that person, or I don't want to speak to these people about it, because I'm feeling like crap right now, and mm-hmm. I don't want to make other people feel crap.
And
the whole kind of people pleasing, I guess, comes to like not like defending, I guess. I feel like it's a defensive thing, or it's an avoidance thing, but people pleasing in the sense that you pretend that everything's okay to please other people, so you don't feel like you're burdening them. But actually, you know, what I found is that it's not actually a burden. You're not burdening other people by talking about how you feel.
Yeah.
If someone has made you feel like a burden, they're a horrible person.
Mm.
Because the people that actually care about you. Yeah, literally. Yeah. The people that care about you and value you, they're not going to just leave you and because you're a burden or whatever it is. Mm. But actually, now that I think about it, I guess if you people please to such an extent that you never put yourself first, I guess other things get involved, like self-esteem and not feeling worthy enough, and that kind of leads to you feeling crappy as a human being. Mm-hmm. So that could lead to depression as well. But I guess that's kind of like highlighted the seriousness of putting yourself first, actually, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. I mean, why do people please? Why do people please? Is it because you want to seem like an easygoing person? Is it because you want to avoid conflict? Is it because you want people to think good of you? You don't want to be judged as
a bad person. But I do know that I hate confrontation.
Yeah.
So maybe because to avoid that, I kind of just go along. I used to go along with it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing, actually, conflict. Because when I think about myself as well, like, it is to avoid conflict.
Yeah.
Because I don't like conflict. Because I don't like the negative feelings that come with it.
Mm.
How do you say underam in Tamil? In English, underam is a Tamil word. It's like a...
Anxiousness?
Yeah, anxiousness, restlessness, yeah.
Yeah, to be honest, because when I used to try and people please, like, if plans were clashing or something was like clashing, I would get really worked up and anxious about it. Like, I would like work myself to a point where I'm just like, oh my god, I need to sort this out, and it would be playing in my mind.
Yeah. I think it's, and then sometimes like, well, when I've double booked plans, I used to do this thing where I used to like join up my plans.
Oh, no.
I know. It never worked. Yeah. It never works.
Yeah.
And, like, because I didn't want to let down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the thing. I didn't want to let...
both parties
let people down.
One thing I've learned in my life, don't join friendship groups.
Yeah, no, my gosh. It never works. It
does not work.
Because they're separate friendship groups for a reason. Yeah, they're different types of people.
Yeah.
And you can't put different types of people together. No. It never works. Oh, God.
It does not work.
No. Oh gosh.
And then the issues that come out from that.
I know.
That's a whole other level of people pleasing. Like, because you're the middle person, join them together.
And you're trying to people please even more. We're like, no, they're actually a good person. Yeah. Or like, they're good. Oh gosh.
Yeah. That's an advice for anyone thinking of joining their friendship groups. Don't do it.
That's mad. Oh, it's crazy how, like, it's actually, like, you know how I said, like, the same lessons, just different experiences.
Yeah.
That's actually a thing, I think. Yeah. Like, even, like, when it comes to, like, relationships, like, in a romantic relationship sense, like, people can tell you don't do this because this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Or people can warn you, advise you. Mm. You're not going to listen.
Yeah, because you want to experience this whole... I don't know, love experience for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, you know, you're probably thinking, no, it's not like that.
It's not going to happen to me.
Yeah. And what happens? It fucking happens to you. So, you got to experience these things yourself. Even though, you know, people pleasing, like, if you're listening and you're thinking, damn, I am such a people pleaser,
yeah.
like, you're going to get to a point, like you said, when things yeah. add, when things, like, accumulate,
mm.
and it gets to a point where
you can't take it
you
anymore.
Can't take it anymore. Yeah. That's when you're going to sit back and be like, damn,
yeah,
I need to change. Yeah. I need to put these boundaries in. And like you said, establishing boundaries is so awkward.
Yeah, it's so awkward. It's
so awkward.
So awkward and so hard. Yeah. And like, don't get me wrong, like, if you want to break out of being a people pleaser, it's not going to happen overnight.
Mm.
You, especially with people that you've had relationships for over years, they're yeah. used to a certain version of yourself.
Yeah.
So when you're trying to create a new version of yourself and create boundaries, they're not going to take it lightly. Yeah. Trust me, yeah. they are not going to take it, like, well.
Yeah.
So you have to be prepared to fight. And I, as awkward as it is, and like, even my people pleasing self right now is yeah. just like, oh, that you need to have that confrontation
yeah.
and just say it upright to them and yeah. be like, no, yeah. I'm not having it.
Yeah. And to be consistent yeah, with it as well. Because if you slip up one time again, yeah,
that's it.
It's like yeah. from the beginning yeah. all over.
You start
again.
From round one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, and I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and we were talking about how, like, we grow. Mm. And as we grow, we're growing because we're learning more about ourselves.
Yeah.
And we're learning what we want and what we don't want.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of comes back to, again, you know, having the people around you that are acceptive of your growth.
Mm.
And if you realise you're having, like, disagreements with someone, or you're realising that the way they're reacting to you is a bit, like, different or yeah. odd, it's probably because the dynamics of the relationship, whether it's a partner or a friend or whoever it is, those dynamics have changed because you have changed.
Mm, yeah.
And I think it's going to be ever changing. And, you know, like, I feel like I've had different friends every phase of my life. I've only had one consistent friend, but she's very acceptive of change because she's also changing herself as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And she acknowledges that people change constantly and they're growing constantly.
Yeah, like, I saw a TikTok the other day, is I'm not the same person as I was in, like, 2019. Mm. And 2019 was only a few years
yeah.
ago. But you're just not the same person. Like, within a year, you go through so much change.
Mm.
You don't even realise it yourself.
Mm.
Like, if I was to have a conversation with myself in, with my 2019, I'd yeah. be like, whoa.
Why are you such a people pleaser?
Yeah.
Well, it's okay, you changed that.
Yeah. But it is what it is. And you have to change. And if people can't accept you for it, then obviously, like, cutting people out is easier said than done.
Mm.
But you can do it slowly. Yeah. In ways that you can slowly stop making plans with them, slowly talking to them, slowly, you know, like I saw an interview with Oprah and Michelle Obama
mm.
on Netflix.
Mm.
It was quite good. It was she was like, slow ghost. So you slowly
oh,
ghost them.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy, because, like, to me, I would just tell someone, like, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Really? I could never.
I've done that in the past. That's what I've done.
No.
And
I could never.
It is hard. It's not easy to say yeah. that, because you've had experiences and memories yeah. with this person. But I'm very much like, I'm very cut off. Yeah. I'd be like, okay, I'm done now. Bye.
Yeah, to be honest, that's your character.
Though. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
very like.
Yeah. yeah. I think that's the character thing.
Yeah. With me, like.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I think I'm that person, because yeah. I do not like confrontation. Like, I don't want to sit there and be like, I don't want to be your friend. And then they'll be like, why? And I'd be like, I don't know. Actually, let's just be friends.
No.
Because no. I can't cut people off like that, because I start feeling guilty.
Well, then don't you think that, like, if someone was slow ghosting you, I feel like you would know. You would know, because yeah. one of my friends, I think she was doing that to me. And then mm. I realised, there's something different.
Yeah.
Like, something's happening. And I would have rather she just told me straight up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't have it in me to do God. It. I'm not going to lie. See, this is why people pleasing. I don't oh have it. God. Even thinking about it, I'm feeling anxious
oh
about
God.
It.
Oh,
I have no one to break up my friendship with right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I know, it's really bad.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah.
So yeah, people pleasing comes in all forms.
Yeah.
Even when you're trying to do something. Oh my God. Oh. Yeah. I feel like, as much as I'd like to think that I don't people please as much as I used to,
yeah,
I still do find myself people pleasing sometimes.
Same. I do.
But it's much less than it was before.
Yeah, it's so much better than how I used to be. Now, yeah, I'd straight up be like, no, yeah, I can't make plans with, yeah, you.
And it's okay. If someone asks me why, I'd be like, I'm tired, or yeah, I just want to stay at home today. Yeah. And like, that's a good enough reason. Yeah. I don't need to give you any more than that.
Yeah, yeah. If you want that's more, one thing. I, yeah, don't need to justify why I'm saying no.
Yeah, like it's okay to, yeah, say no about, yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because you have your own reasonings. Mm. And maybe you don't want to share it with people.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And if people don't understand the word no, that's a them problem, yes, not a you problem.
Exactly.
So just let it go.
It's true.
Yeah.
If people don't understand it, that's their own problem.
Yeah.
Because they should be okay with it.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like, I think it is a selfish thing. Like some people just like, if they can't take no, I think it means that you're selfish and you feel like you're entitled.
Yeah.
Because like, why do you feel like people should do things for you?
Yeah.
Or why do you feel like you things need to be your way? Like, it just doesn't make sense how people are like that. Like,
same.
I can't, I just literally can't. I'm just like, why are you like not normal? Like, why are you like...
I don't know. I think it's maybe because of the way they were raised. They were always told yes, or, yeah, given everything they were ever wanted. Or you've built a relationship where they've automatically assumed it's always going to be a yes. Yeah. So it's fine.
I think it's that actually. Yeah. I think that's what it is. You've built that relationship.
Yeah.
From the beginning, you've... That's the thing, like, even with, like, my patients that I work with, my clients, if in the beginning, when before, I used to, like, do a lot for my patients, and then sometimes when I couldn't do things, they'd get all worked up, they'd be like, oh my God, how can you not do this to me, and I'd be like, oh my God, I just can't do it, like, I did, yeah, it, I did it on, like, an off chance or whatever, I did it a couple, yeah, of times, but I can't keep doing this for you.
Yeah.
But so now it's like, I've learned, and people, boundaries, and yeah, staff say it all the time as well, like, the first day you meet someone, you tell them, I'm only going to see you once a week for 50 minutes,
yeah,
that's it, I can't do this for you, I can't do that for you, but I can do this and that.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very good balance, because when you tell people, I can't do this,
yeah,
they get like, oh my God, you can't, but then you have to kind of like counter, yeah, it with, I can do, yeah, this, yeah, though. Yeah. That always seems to,
that's,
work.
That's quite good, because then you're setting the boundaries from the get-go.
Yeah.
That you can't expect anything from me unless I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when people ask, it's like, it's firm answers. So one of my patients, she went into hospital and she was like, oh, can you come see me in hospital, please? The old me would have been like, oh, I'll see what I can do. Maybe I can try. But now I'm just like, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
You have people there. Yeah. You have staff on the ward,
yeah,
so when you're out of hospital, then I'll see you,
yeah,
and that's just clean cut,
yeah,
and she took it well. You realize, yeah, that when you're straight up and you're confident in what you're saying,
yeah,
people just take it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think in your mind, maybe as a people pleaser, you might in your mind think as well, like, it might be an anxious overthinking thing as well, yeah, but you think, oh, if I say this, this person's gonna feel this way, yeah, or like, yeah, think, yeah, that way,
yeah.
But sometimes that's not always the case, yeah, I think. God, excuse me.
Well done.
So, that was a lot of discussion.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could talk about this, like, yeah, forever.
Only because of how much I relate to the topic. I can just go on about it.
But yeah. And I feel like there's, like, so many...
And I think everyone in their own way are people pleasers, yeah, to a certain extent.
Unless you're like an outright narcissist, then you're not people pleasing, you're just doing, yeah, it to get something back or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I think so too.
I think that's a whole different topic.
That is a whole different topic, oh my Lord.
Yeah.
But no, I think to summarise, I think people pleasing comes from, I guess, wanting to avoid confrontation and conflict, but really what we should be doing is establishing healthy boundaries, because what you want to do is put yourself first, but you don't want to be selfish either. You want to also acknowledge the other person and be like, this is my boundary, but I can do this and that or whatever it is. What else? Okay, so I think those are the main things that are coming up for me, and also just kind of.
I think if you do want to break out of being people pleaser, just it's not easy. It is hard, and just keep be consistent and break out of it, especially with people that are like taking a toll mentally on you. It's not okay. You have to prioritize yourself first because at the end of the day, are they willing to do the same for you? And some a lot of times it's no, as harsh as it sounds or as mean as it does sound, it's rare that people would go the extra mile for you. And yeah, so just put yourself first and it's hard.
Yes, it's hard. Yeah. It is hard. Yeah. But I think it comes from, you know, building, knowing your own value.
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing. Yeah. Knowing your own self-worth. And then once you know what you're worth, then you're able to have the right people around you that understand you and know your value. And hopefully you don't people please and you only do things when you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for listening and I hope you guys really enjoyed this this episode.
Yes. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.